All right. Hi, guys. I know it's been a long, long time since I have been able to sit down and throw a podcast together. I've gotten a new job that's, you got to adjust to new jobs sometimes. But I'm finally in and adjusted to that, I think. Got some good hours going. Got my weekends free. So here we are. I'm not really into the mainstream wrestling scene much anymore. I don't do a lot of WWE stuff. I watch more of the AEW vibe, and I'm totally into the indie scene, so I haven't posted a lot in the way of wrestling because a lot of times I just don't know that it would garner any interest because I'm not that WWE person that it feels like a whole lot of people still are. But as you guys know, if you're on Twitter, Facebook, I'm sure Instagram, things have gone off with Tessa Blanchard this weekend, and I figured what better way to throw a new podcast out there than to touch on this Tessa blow up of mess that's going on. So it seems to me like there's two sides to this Tessa thing. Either there's a lot of people completely defending her, feeling like she's done no wrong, and people are just ridiculously out of control, trying to get over by throwing her under a bus or whatever it is. And then you've got the people who are like, you know, it's wrong. No matter when it happened, no matter what happened, it's wrong. So I feel like as a female, I definitely wanted to speak out on this because her whole thing was about female empowerment and females supporting each other. So here's the thing. I would say if you haven't seen it, let me update you, but I'm pretty sure you've all seen it. Tessa put out a tweet right ahead of her big history-making match tomorrow night against Sami Callihan that, you know, women should come together in the locker room and completely support each other, and that's how we're going to see change. Well, as soon as she posts this, multiple women who have shared locker rooms with her over the years and across different countries all started to come forward and talk about how she's asking for women to support each other, yet she's never supported the women she's in the locker room with, and really just the opposite. So one thing that bothers me about this whole situation, people are really only focusing on one incident that was discussed. And again, like I said, I'm sure most of you are aware of what's going on. If somehow you're not aware of what's going on, the biggest incident that's being discussed in this whole thing is when Tessa was across the ring from another athlete and spit in her face and called her the N-word. Now, that is not cool. Period. Should not have happened. And yes, that should definitely be discussed. But I feel like that's overshadowing the fact that she's bullied and talked down to and held back multiple other women who maybe that N-word wouldn't affect, even though that word should affect anyone when it's used, when it shouldn't be used. And I feel like this is coming out all wrong, but I'm hoping you guys are following me, and I hope you guys get what I'm trying to say. This incident was horrible, and yes, it definitely brought to light more than just her bullying and more than just her not supporting. It brought out a racist side to Tessa. And now, let me touch on that too, because another thing that goes right along with this, and maybe this is why this is getting so much attention, is Tessa is being called racist for this. And I get that. I completely get that. It's an accurate assumption based on the spit in the face, the use of the word, and everything else that went into that incident. But people are saying, oh, Tessa can't be racist. She dated Ricochet. He's black. She dated this person. They're not white. She dated the... Look, guys. Look. Listen, let me make it clear for you. Just because you date someone of another race does not mean you cannot be racist towards that race. People can be racist towards their own race. And I know that's a whole nother debate. Somebody will tell me, oh, you can't be racist towards your own race. But yes, you can. I've witnessed it. I've seen it. It happens. Just because you have friends of a certain race, just because you date someone of a certain race, it does not mean that you cannot be racist towards that race. Period. I don't care who she dated. None of that. She came off as a racist with her statement. She came off as a racist with her actions that went along with that statement. And that is not cool. But all that said, none of these other accusations are cool either. She has been accused of bullying other females in the locker room. She has been accused of being insulting and being just rude and mean and ugly and holding back the females in the locker room, regardless of the color of their skin. And that is not cool, period. Now, is Tessa Blanchard talented? Yes, absolutely. I don't think anyone is debating the fact that she's extremely talented, that she's good in the ring, and that she can work. However, that talent, that ability to work, that ability to put on one hell of a match, no matter who she's in the ring with, does not excuse her actions. And it should not excuse her actions, period. Just because you're good at what you do does not give you a free pass to be a shit person, period. Nothing in this world gives you a pass to be a shitty person to another human being. Another thing people are talking about is the timing of all these other women coming forward and how they're just jealous and they're this and they're that and they're whatever. The reason they all came forward right now is because Tessa tweeted what she tweeted when she tweeted it. If she would have tweeted that same tweet about women supporting each other in the locker room 6 months ago, this would have happened 6 months ago. If she would have tweeted it a year from now, it would have happened a year from now. The fact is it happened because she tweeted what she tweeted. Had she not have tweeted that women needed to support each other in the locker room when she has never done that, this would not be going on right now. We would not be having this discussion. This would not be a topic that has set social media on fire, period. If she had not have tweeted what she tweeted, these people would not be coming forward and calling her out on her bullshit hypocrisy, period. Because that's what her tweet was. It was a loaded, hypocritical bullshit statement. She needs support now because she's going into this huge history-making event tonight, and she needs that support. So now she wants to talk about supporting women in the locker rooms and everything else. You can't pick and choose when you want to do this whole support women gig. You don't get to pick and choose that. You do it or you don't. But if you don't, you don't get to call for it. And that's why these other people are coming forward and calling her on her shit. Because she's not, and then she wants to call for it because she needs it. It's wrong on so many levels, period. So these other people are saying these other women are just jealous and that's why they're doing it and yada, 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 one thing or another. But here's the thing. What do they gain from exposing her? They're not going to get booked for more matches because they've exposed her. They're not going to get a pay raise because they exposed her. What do these other women gain from exposing her? You've got Chelsea Green, who is on WWE payroll via NXT. Tessa's working Impact in the indie scene. What does Chelsea Green have to gain from speaking out about how Tessa Blanchard has treated her in the past? She's already in the world of wrestling, what some would call ahead of Tessa Blanchard, because she's with that big company. Now, again, like I said, I'm not a big WWE person anymore. I don't like the direction they're going with their product. I don't feel like it's anything that entertains me. But I'm not foolish enough to think that it's still not looked at as a standard in wrestling. And while I think that may be changing at this point in time, it's still a standard in wrestling. Okay. So why would someone who is signed with that standard be jealous and think they can gain something from exposing someone who is still working for a company that doesn't have the best reputation necessarily. Do I think Impact puts out a good product? I think they're getting back to what they were. Yes, I do. Do I think they put out a better product than WWE? Honestly, that's not for me to say, because like I said, I don't watch WWE. I don't have Impact where I can readily watch it. It's not available on channels where I live, and to watch it on Twitch or whatever is not the easiest or the most convenient for myself or my family. So we don't watch a lot of it. But I can tell you that what I do see, some of the talent that I know they do have, there's no way they can't put out a good product. Now, I mean, I say that, but of course there's always a way that they cannot put out a good product. WWE, for me, is proof of that. You've got great talent, but you don't know how to use them, so the product kind of lacks. But when people look at Impact compared to NXT, it's easy to say that NXT may be the superior product. So what does someone who has signed with NXT have to gain from outing someone who's with Impact? I mean, honestly, I can't see where it's advantages to any of these women coming forward or what they would have to gain. So if it's jealousy, or if it's they're trying to get something over or whatever it may be, what is it that they're trying to do? What are they trying to gain? Because if you don't, you can't say that they're jealous, because honestly, why? Why would they be jealous when they're not doing, if they were jealous, they would come out with it at any time. They wouldn't need her to make a tweet that they view as hypocritical, that they view as a steaming pile of fresh horseshit, for them to come forward. They would have just said it. I mean, them doing this before her big match, as everyone is saying, they gain nothing from it. Sometimes when you speak out against someone, it's not because you're jealous. It's not because you're looking to gain something. It's because you're looking to make something right. I mean, okay, so if I know, if I work with someone and I see them at work on a regular basis, never helping out, never pitching in, there's no teamwork from this person, they don't do anything to make it easier for the team, they constantly are just rude and bring their attitude to work every day, they never want to help out, they never want to pitch in. And sometimes, you know, they make work harder for the other individuals because of their attitude, because of their lack of pitching in. But then say I see them post somewhere, whether it's on the bulletin board at work or whether it's on the work, you know, social media post or whatever, and they're talking about teamwork and how they need teamwork and how they want to see, you know, everybody come together and work together because they have a big project due that they need that teamwork to happen in order for their project to go as they want it to go. Am I just going to sit back and be like, okay. No, I am not. Now, maybe that's just me. But if I see you behaving one way, and when it suits you or benefits you, you call for something that you never do, I'm going to call you on it. If you never exhibit teamwork, if you never exhibit a good positive attitude, but then you turn around and publicly call for this teamwork and this attitude that you never have, I'm going to call you. And I'm going to put it out there that you want something that you don't give. And that's just how it is. I mean, honestly. So here's the thing too. If we're going to be real and we're going to look at this from a unbiased standpoint, because like I said, I think Tessa is a great talent. She does some good work, but that doesn't excuse what's going on right now. But if we're going to be real, this is not a new thing. These accusations against Blanchard are not a new thing. For years, there's been reports that she's not a pleasantry in the locker room, that she's not someone who makes the locker room fun or exciting or influences teamwork or influences support amongst people in the locker room. For years, there's been reports of this, but now it's being blown out of proportion, I think, because she's maybe a bigger star than she was before, or maybe because she has this match tonight. I don't know what it is. But these accusations are nothing new. It's been talked about and talked about and talked about for quite a while that she's not a team player in the locker room, that she's a bully of sorts in the locker room, that she's not someone you want to be in the locker room with because she's just not friendly. She's not a good coworker. It's even been said that when she had her little audition, tryout, whatever you want to call it, with WWE, her locker room attitude, her interactions with others in the locker room was one of the big, huge deciding factors in WWE not signing her. But yet we want to take these women who are speaking out against her based on her tweet and say that they're jealous or say that there's no grounds to their accusations or question where's the proof and this and that and whatever. You've got multiple women speaking out with the same basic stories. You've got multiple women confirming the story of her spitting in the face of a person and calling them the N-word. You've got all these women with the same tale of Tessa Blanchard. What kind of proof do you want? I mean, and if the multiple people speaking out isn't proof enough for you, WWE said her attitude in the locker room is not one that we want to work with, which supports what these women say. Even her, people want to bring up her ex Ricochet. Even he has said she's not a nice person. I mean, I don't know what kind of proof people expect there to be. There's never going to be proof of how someone treats you. Unless it's done publicly. But if someone's trying to maintain a public image, they're not going to treat you negatively in public where there can be proof of their negative ways. That's not how it works. Men who abuse women, they don't necessarily abuse them in public because they don't want it known that they do this. They do it behind the scenes. They do it where it can't be seen. So Tessa is not going to go out and she's not going to do this stuff in public where people can see it and use it against her. She doesn't want that proof. But just because it's not done, it's not on video, it's not recorded on audio or whatever. Who walks around with a phone constantly recording things to catch this stuff anyway? Especially in a wrestling locker room. Have you seen what these people wear to work? Where are they going to hold a recorder to record every interaction that they have so that some of you people have your proof of things that are said? I think it's a little bit absurd to say that there's no proof. When you have multiple people with the same story, that's proof enough. I mean, all these people are not, it's not like they all came together in a short amount of time and planned out this big elaborate tale that they were all going to go post on social media. There was no time for that kind of planning for this to not be accurate. So, I mean, is it shitty to think that she does this kind of stuff? Hell yeah. No one wants to think that. People look up to her. They idolize her. They're fans. They're this. They're whatever. But we cannot let being a fan of a person cloud our sense of being a human. I mean, the human in us has to be able to say, yes, I'm a fan, but you're wrong. You don't always have to constantly support every last little bitty thing someone does just because you're a fan of them. So, I mean, I don't know if that makes sense, but for me, being a fan means I can say, yes, I like you, but that right there that you did, that wasn't good. That was wrong. That shouldn't happen again. Whatever. But a lot of fans get clouded and think, oh, well, I'm a fan, so I cannot admit that she did wrong. I can't admit that this is not right. I have to defend her no matter what. When you do that, that makes you, to me, it makes you look like you agree with what she does. It makes you look like you agree with what she says. And it makes you look like a shitty person, just like her actions make her look like a shitty person too. Period. And then there's the fans who say, well, I met her one time and she wasn't mean and rude to me. She wasn't negative to me. Okay, well, bad people aren't always bad to every person that they meet. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like, there's been murderers out there, right? Okay, follow me here. There, Charles Manson, he didn't murder every person he met. Does that mean he didn't kill the people that he killed? No, he did it. He was guilty. But he didn't get, did Jeffrey Dahmer eat every person that he came into contact with? Nope, he sure didn't. Does that mean he didn't eat the people he ate? No, he still did it. So just because she's not mean and nasty and negative to every person she comes in contact with does not mean that she's not guilty of what these women are saying she's done. Just because it didn't happen to you doesn't mean it didn't happen to someone else. And it makes you seem like a really... To me, that's an ignorant statement to make. Maybe that's just because my logic and the way I look at things, it comes across as ignorant to believe that if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen to anyone else. Period. And that's, I think that's a lot of the problem with the world today on a lot of topics. Well, it doesn't happen to me, so it doesn't happen at all. That's foolish, it's ignorant, and it makes you look like a bad person too. Makes you look pretty egotistical too, to think you're the end all and be all of everything. But that's a whole nother story. That's not for here or anything like that. So, I was going somewhere and I completely got off on that and forgot where I was going. Anyway, so this whole Tessa Blanchard thing, I don't think it's a jealousy thing from these women. I don't think it's a thing where we should question the timing, because it wouldn't be happening right now if she hadn't have posted what she posted. Period. It's a timing thing, because it's timed as, according to her. She chose the time for this. Nobody else did. Tessa Blanchard chose the time for these women to call her out. Because had she not have posted that tweet, had she not have tweeted what she tweeted, we would not be having this conversation. It's not a timing thing because she has a big match. It's a timing thing because she tweeted and that tweet was responded to. Now, here's the thing. If that happened 2 years ago and she's changed, that's fine. People change. We were all young once. We all did things that we're not proud of. We've all said things that we're not proud of in one thing or another. But here's the thing. When you grow, when you get older, when you mature, when you learn, when you realize, hey, I did this 4 years ago and it was really stupid and it was really rude and it could have hurt a lot of people, whether I know them or not. I mean, when you do something and you realize later on that it was wrong and you've matured past it and you've really legitimately, truly changed, you admit what you've done, you apologize for it sincerely, and you live your life in a way that shows you really, truly have changed. You live your life in a way that shows you really and truly are sorry. That doesn't... You don't wait for someone to say, hey, you did this a long time ago, and then apologize for it. Because I'm sorry, but if you only apologize because you were caught and called out, it feels a little less genuine to me. Now, could it be, hey, I did this 5 years ago. I forgot that it happened. You're calling me out on it now. I'm not that person anymore. I'm truly ridiculously sorry. That's one thing. But, and we've seen a lot of cases of this in wrestling. I mean, we've got the whole Lars Sullivan thing where he made a lot of comments that he definitely should not have made. Do I feel like he was legitimately sorry for everything like he said when he made his apology? Or do I feel like he was sorry because he got caught, it affected his career, and his boss told him to apologize? Do you see what I mean? There's a whole big difference in the apology. when it's genuine and something you've sincerely changed about yourself, and when it's, I'm caught, it's affected something that I don't need it to affect, and in order for it to be taken care of, I have to apologize. I don't want that apology. I want an apology that's real, that comes from deep within, and that you really legitimately truly mean. Now, and like I said, it could be, hey, I forgot about that. You know what? I'm sorry. Let me go delete that because that's not who I am anymore. And let me show you with my life actions that I've changed. Here's where I'm going with that in regards to Tessa Blanchard. She will not admit to anything. Okay? When you've got multiple sources, whether it's coworkers, whether it's a company that did not hire you because they say basically the same thing all these women are saying. When your exes say you're not a good person, when all of these factors have the same basic message, it's hard for me to believe otherwise. Okay? So the fact that she can't even admit, hey, yeah, I was wrong back then, I'm sorry, I've changed, tells me that she probably hasn't changed at all. And it tells me that she doesn't see a problem with her actions. Because if you truly have changed, if you truly see a problem with your actions, you shouldn't have an issue with saying, hey, yeah, I was stupid, I was wrong, I apologize, and let me show you how I've changed. Because it's not hard to prove that you've changed. It may take a while. It may take multiple actions to prove that you changed, but if you truly changed and you're truly not that person anymore, your life and your actions is going to show it, period. And I'm more likely to believe someone's actions than their words, because somebody can look at me straight in the eye and tell me they love me and then punch me in the face. So do I believe that they love me? Or do I believe that they don't? Because if you love somebody, you're not going to hurt them, right? So I'm more likely to believe someone's actions. But with Tessa, she can't even admit she was wrong. She can't even say, hey, I've changed. Nothing. So I know it's kind of a hot topic, and I know some people are going to disagree with me. But I think Tessa brought this all on herself. I think that the problem here is not with these other women. The problem is not the timing. The problem is a really shitty person who needs something for themselves now. So they're going to call for it, even though they've never given it to anyone else. Have I met Tessa Blanchard before? I did one time. But let me tell you why I'm not going to bring my meeting with her into account here. When I met Tessa, it was WrestleMania week. We were in New Orleans. It was probably about 1:30 in the morning. We were on Bourbon Street, and she was wasted drunk. She wasn't necessarily a polite person. She wasn't necessarily a rude person. She was drunk. And I don't believe that that's a good assessment of her. I don't believe that's a good assessment of anyone. And I feel like to really know someone's character and personality, because they're human, they have bad days, they have good days, they have days where they probably just want to be home in bed, but they have to go to work, just like all of us do. The fact that they work in the public eye doesn't change that. So I always try, when I meet these people, to give them the benefit of the doubt. That maybe they're having a bad day, maybe they're just, you know, not feeling it today, maybe they're coming off of sick, maybe they're, you know, maybe there's a family event coming at home, like a birthday or something they wish they could be there for and they're not because they have to work or whatever. I try to always take that into account. I try to take the situation and the atmosphere in which I meet someone into account before I say, hey, they were kind of a shitty person. But now if I've met you 10, 15, 20, 25 times, and every time consistently that I meet you, you're that person, you're not having a bad day anymore, you're not missing family at home, you're just that person, because it's a consistent thing. So for me to be able to give you my personal opinion of her personally from my one meeting, I can't do that. I can't verify that she was rude, that she was not rude, that she was whatever. Like I said, she was intoxicated. It was 1-2 o'clock in the morning on Bourbon Street, WrestleMania week. Everybody was intoxicated. So, I mean, it is what it is. But that said, I can't ignore everybody else's accounts of who she is and how she is and how she treats people, because there's too many people with the same perception of her. There's people with this perception of her who work with her, who know her on a level that a fan will not know her on, who have more interaction with her than a fan will ever have with her. And I feel like there's no way that these women all came together and organized this great big plot to bash her or to take her down or whatever it is these diehard Tessa fans are saying. Because what do they have to gain from it? Why would they do this if it wasn't true? What are they going to gain? Nothing at all. So I have to believe it. That's just my take. Let me know what y'all think.